ever needed to raid your super? There are over 9,000 people awaiting elective surgery in Tasmania, and some are raiding their superannuation to pay for that surgery and get off the waiting list. We're actually running a poll today asking, would you raid your super to pay for elective surgery? Just text yes or no to 0467 922 917. As that stands at the moment, 70% of people say yes, they would, 30% say no. Surgeons and consumer advocates are calling for a national crackdown and warning that people risk falling into severe financial distress if they do raid their super. Less than 40% of working Australians aren't aware, though, they may have personal insurance in their superannuation that could be used instead. Bruno Maraca is a personal insurance claims advocate and CEO of AFRM Claims Advocacy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kim.
Now, in your opinion, or why in your opinion, are people dipping into their super to pay for surgery?
I think, Kim, it's part of what you started off with. It's the awareness. Less than 40% of working Aussies know they have cover within their super, which should be able to cover them if they are awaiting elective surgery and recovering from elective surgery. We help people all the time. We've had hip, knee, shoulder replacements, etc., and not able to work. Their super should not be touched. It has a consequence for the longer term. So their personal insurance is where to start.
So how would you know if you had personal insurance or income protection in your superannuation?
Well, most of the super funds, so if I think about some that might be suitable for your audience in Tassie, the TAS plan, which has now become Spirit Super, Australian Super, HESTA, Host Plus, CBUS, they all have a default level of super cover. It really depends on what that default level looks like. So it's important to check. It's important to check what level of default cover you have within your super fund. That's part of what we do to check eligibility. But otherwise, you can ring up the super fund and ask them.
Is there a difference, Bruno, between personal insurance and income protection?
No, income protection is a form of personal insurance. So I'll give you an example. With income protection, the idea of it is that it replaces your income if you're not able to work. And often it replaces your income up to 75% of what you were earning before you got injured or ill. And it will pay, depending on the benefit of the benefit period, it will pay up to 2 years, 5 years, or up to age 65. It really depends on the policy.
I've read there are concerns that unregulated commercial operators will put up their hand to help people write applications to release their superannuation funds. Is that something you're hearing on the ground?
Well, look, I think that was echoed by the Minister of Financial Services, Stephen Jones. He sort of believes that patients are being pressured to tap into their super, in particular with cosmetic surgery, etc. We don't get involved in that. When people come to seek our support, it's predominantly for their personal insurance, which is in their super. And I should be really clear here too. If someone has an income protection claim or a personal insurance claim because they are injured or ill, if they have a successful claim, their super balance remains untouched. So their super balance is not impacted by it at all. And it's really interesting because personal insurance within super, the reason it sits in there is because when each month you get paid, or each fortnight you get paid, some of your money that goes into your super pays for your insurance. So people are paying for it, but they're just not aware.
So with the right advice, you could actually have that hip or knee surgery, as you said, and maintain your super fund balance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In Tasmania alone, if you're waiting for Category 2 surgery, which is hip and knee replacements, etc., you're waiting for over 550 days.
Jeez.
Now, that's not just specific to Tasmania. We know what's happened with the pandemic across Australia, but it's a bit of a triple whammy. People are experiencing the physical aspect of elective surgery, the wait and then having it, the emotional aspect, but also the financial. And the financial well-being is what we address. If we can help people to alleviate that financial stress while they're waiting or while they're recovering from elective surgery, then that's a real positive thing.
We've also seen this week, Bruno, a push by the ATO asking everyone to check their accounts to see if they can claim some lost money. That always excites me. How would you go about finding out?
Oh, right. Well, there is a Lost Super. You can check Lost Super via the ATO website. But, Kim, in addition to that, there's a really good website in Money Smart, which is also an ASIC or a government website. It actually has identified that there's $1.5 billion lost in shares, bank accounts and life insurance, where perhaps people have moved home and haven't told the organisation that they've moved. So the money's just sitting there, and it's $1.5 billion. So that's sage advice by government. It's always important to do a search.
Yeah, great advice. And thank you for the conversation on rating your super for surgery. Bruno, we are following up on it tomorrow with Dr. Rachel David, the CEO of the Private Healthcare of Australia, who has some concerns about that as well. So it'll be an ongoing conversation.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. That is Bruno Maraca there. He is a personal insurance claims advocate and CEO of AFRM Claims Advocacy.